We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very simply, how do you feel going into this week?
I feel better. Just got to take things day to day, and we make a decision on game day.
How, going through the basically the same injury the first time, how has that helped you to kind of know where you're at progress-wise the second time?
You know, I just kind of know what I can tolerate and what's too much. I mean, I'm a tough guy, so whenever I'm ready, I'm going to definitely be out there.
In terms of defining ready, your word of how you played the one game you've played in the last couple is you said you played terrible. So was that injury related and something where you feel like you're going to have to feel better going into the game, or does that not affect you and it was just how you played on that given day?
It was just how I played. It was just where my mind was. I was just thinking too much and just worried about being healthy, and that's not the approach you should ever have in a game. And my play just kind of showed. It was just me, like, overthinking stuff, and I shouldn't have. It's really just that simple. It's not so much of anything else other than that.
Was there much in the way of treatment that they're having you do, or is it just rest? Another head kind of, like, sent you back the other day.
So yeah, it's just rest. That's the only thing that can get it better is just rest. I mean, it's really nothing you can do about ribs. It's mm-hmm. Rest, try to give things time to heal. When it heals enough, or if it heals to 100%, then it's pain management after that.
Do you feel it when you breathe still, or is it better than that at least?
I still feel it doing a lot of different stuff, but like I said, I'm tough. So as long as I can get to a point that I can be able to manage it and we can be able to manage it through a game, then I'll be back out there.
So did you watch on Sunday? You know, what's your Sunday process if you're not playing?
Just be with my guys and just try to give any kind of input that I can. I mean, I missed the Falcons game because I was still a little uncomfortable, but I was out there in Tampa, and you know, AP, Bibbs, they were coming to the sidelines asking me questions about what I'm seeing, you know, how I'm feeling, you know, our offense plan and things like that. And I can just kind of give my feedback, and he can, you know, a guy like AP, he can relate things to the whole offense and be able to fix some things for himself in the run game based off what I'm seeing on the side.
What did you make of Capri's performance? It seems like that was one of his better games, really made the most of his opportunities.
Yeah, I think Capri has always been a good player. It's just about him getting the opportunities, and he's been able to do so, and I'm happy for him. I mean, this is his last year on his contract as well, so he's getting some big opportunities, and it's well-deserved because as long as I've been here practicing with him, he's been consistent every day on his preparation and just – trying to do everything right, and it's paying off for him in these last few games.
How are you doing with this, like, mindset-wise? I mean, I know it's frustrating not to play. You're a guy who wants to be out there all the time. You know, I guess how are you, you know, not driving yourself crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I can't lie and say that I've been handling it well because I haven't. It's real frustrating for me because I always want to be out there, and you know, I felt like I put together a really good offseason to be able to come back from this ankle injury. And first couple games, I was feeling good. And then it just seems like things just started to happen after that. And it's aggravating because I've missed, what, 3 games already, I think? 3? I don't know. But I've missed way too many games, in my opinion. And you know, they, this team, you know, the owner, the president, Doug, all of those guys, they paid me to be here and be able to play week in and week out, and for me to not be able to be out there, it's super frustrating. And I just gotta try to do everything I can to try to stay positive every day, but it's hard. It's even hard to be out there at practice, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I haven't been out at the practices too, because it's just hard being out there, and I can't do anything, you know, outside of just, you know, being uncomfortable, standing for too long or sitting for too long, and you know, I'm just gotta focus on just trying to get better and just being patient, because sometimes with ribs it can happen quick or it can be a slow process. So
did you see what Josh said yesterday? Do you have any thoughts on that? I know you've talked about the fans and everything in the past, so just curious what you thought when you saw those.
Nope, I have no comment at all. I'm not saying anything about it, because, you know, like, it's one of those things, like, as human beings, you can pick out whatever you want to hear in something that someone says, or you can sit down and really look at something and say, okay, what is this person really saying to me? Or what is he saying to the fan base? And just like me, I got a lot of negativity out of it. I'm sure Josh is going to get the same thing. And it's one of those things. You have to sit down and see what he's really saying. And if you can understand what he's saying, he's not, again, just like me, not bashing the fans. It's we want everybody to come out and support us. That's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, we want our stands to be full of us. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And I get, as fans, it's frustrating. And, you know, all the responses I see all the time is, we've been fans for 10 plus years, we've been fans for 25 years, whatever the case may be, and we haven't gotten any results. The Redskins has been terrible. I've been here for 6 years. I understand. I know. I've been to one playoff game in 6 years. But my thing is, like, I feel like we're doing good. We're doing good right now. I think, you know, we have a really good team. And what it comes down to is myself and Josh, we just want our fans to be – we want it to be packed out. And we don't want it to feel like it's 50-50 when we're at our home field and – they have as many fans as we do. And I know that's exaggerating, because that's never the case. But, you know, sometimes certain situations we're down, we're losing, and their fans are super loud, and we can't quiet them. And I mean, we're having, you know, that's obviously based off us having a poor performance, but, you know, we just want everybody to be there. That's it. We want our fans to be out there and just have our backs. And it's really like, we don't know year in and year out if we're going to get to a Super Bowl. But every single guy, all 63 people in here, want to win a Super Bowl. And that's our ultimate goal. And, you know, we just want everybody to come out and support us through this journey. If you're a real fan, you're gonna support your team through this journey. Not only if we come out and this season we're 9-1 or 8-1 or whatever, and, you know, we've dropped the ball and got killed in the three games that we lost. Hasn't even been close, but we still want your support. You know, I don't think any of the Super Bowl teams were undefeated, but they still got the support, and that's all we want. And that's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.